Marty Lurie here, KNBR 680, the sports leader with a Northern California guy. I love talking to this guy. They found him. They put a sheet up in a motel room and showed the video. And they said, all right, maybe he can hit. And that is Larry Boer. Remember that?
I do. Eddie Bachman, the scout that signed me, and he sent the video to Paul Owens in a hotel room. I remember that.
So what are you doing these days? We're catching up to you now with the Phillies.
I'm a bench coach here with Art Ball Club, a real young ball club that obviously going through a rebuilding stage. Ruben Amaro, before he left, made some nice trades with our veteran players and got some good young talent. There's a lot of talent down there in AA and AAA right now, so it's a matter of time, but there's light at the end of the tunnel because they have some good prospects coming up.
So how do you like it personally? You've done so many things. Got it. You know, I was trying to think the first time I met you. I think you were coaching for the Angels with Rod Carew.
Yep.
Right? And Terry Collins, I think, was the manager,
yep.
Right? So how are you doing in this thing?
I'm fine. I like it. I like the teaching aspect of it. And I think when you talk about big league players now, especially the young ones that come up, obviously they're being rushed, so you have to teach them the little things of baseball. The fundamentals are very important. I mean, that's why a team like the Giants win every year. They have some veterans that know how to play. And if you don't execute fundamentals in this game, it doesn't matter how you hit. You pitching and defense wins a lot of baseball games, but the fact that you have to teach these guys in front of 45,000 people, it makes the job a little difficult because they're used to playing in front of 4,000 or 5,000 people. So obviously the expectations are a little bit higher and the pressure's a little bit higher. But when you see the maturation process, then, you know, you feel like, hey, I did a pretty good job.
The game is changing. A lot of the rules, you know, I always say baseball mirrors what's going on in society, American culture, and we have such a technological society now. How do you feel about replay? You and I haven't caught up for a couple of years, and now it's even more involved than it was when we talked last time.
Well, you know, at first I didn't like it, I'll be honest with you, but now that you see teams getting in because of maybe a one-game swing, you look back maybe on a play that could have been reversed, as long as they get the play right. The only thing that's sort of that I'm against, it takes a long time for them on certain plays, and pitchers standing out there, infielders are standing out there. I think if they put a limit on that, like, hey, you got 30 seconds here, look at what you have there, let's make the call. But, you know, it, like you said, things have changed. The double play at second base has changed. I mean, those plays, I remember guys coming in to me, they were trying to kill me, knock me out to left field. The play at home plate's changed. And I understand it from the general manager and owner's viewpoint. You know, they want to keep their product on the field. They want their stars to be healthy. And there's a chance of getting hurt when you're sliding in at second or trying to knock somebody out at home plate. So I guess it's for the betterment of the game, but I'm used to playing the old-fashioned way. A guy wants to break up a double play. As long as it's clean, let him do it. But the game has changed that way.
All right, Larry Boer with us. Larry, who are some of the tough guys coming down on you at shortstop?
I had a lot. Bill Madlock was one. Tommy Agee, longtime Met fan. Dave Parker. I mean, big guys that could run. Almost every guy tried to. They had one thing in mind. I'm going to try to knock the shortstop or second baseman down. And so you knew as an infielder. That's why they let us do that neighborhood play. The umpire literally told you, hey, you can get out of the way. Just, you know, give me a semi-look at that bag. Now, you can't do the neighborhood play because there's no chance of them knocking you out there on a double play. So there's no reason for a guy to do the neighborhood play. But when we played, you had to do the neighborhood play.
Yes, you did. Well, Hal McCray just comes to mind for me, the roll block.
Yeah, and I only played against him in the World Series when we played Kansas City, and he did come in hard, but I didn't get the opportunity to play with him every day because I'm sure that he would have come in extremely hard on double plays. But you know what, though? We were taught to play the game that way. That's how we were told, hey, when you're in first, try to break up that double play. And now you got to make sure your hand's still on the bag. You can't do a pop-up slide. So you almost have to give an education on how to go into second base now on to break up a double play.
Now, Larry Boer, you were not shy about talking to umpires. The other night I got to see the computer tell the umpire whether it was a ball or strike or not at a minor league game. And Eric Burns, believe it or not, was the umpire who did everything but go on ice skates to make a call after they finding out what the call was. How do you feel about that?
Well, I think there's a certain human element involved, and I think the strike zone, I think the umpires, for the most part, do a good job. I mean, back in the day, you knew who the umpire was, and if he was going to call a pitch in the first inning down, there's a good chance that pitch was going to be called a strike the whole day, and that's all you ask for, really. as a hitter, as a coach, as a manager, is to be consistent. If this pitch is a strike in the first inning, it should be a strike in the ninth inning. But to put a computer back down, back behind there, I don't think that would be right. I think the umpires do a pretty good job, even though at times, you know, you don't know whether it's in or out from the bench here, but... I don't know. I just think it's going a little bit too far there.
All right. Well, I like your. Yeah, I always like your opinions. You know that. All right. How about the Chicago Cubs? What's going on in Chicago?
Well, I saw that process last year. You can see them starting to come. They didn't miss on any of their draft picks. All those kids sort of came together. They're very talented. They're very deep. They have great pitching. There's really not a weakness on that ball club. Last year, they used to be a very... A ball club that would swing at anything. You could get them out by going out of the zone. This year, you can see the adjustment they've made. You have to throw the ball over the plate, and they're doing damage to it. And they're doing this without that Schwarber, the left fielder. So when he gets back, I mean, not this year, but next year, that offensive lineup is pretty potent. But they play with a lot of energy and a lot of enthusiasm. Their pitching's very good, and they're going to be a tough team to get through.
Yeah, you know, you've been a National Leaguer and in the American League a little bit as a coach for years, but I look at this National League race, and of course nothing's settled, and we know that in baseball. It's not over till it's over, but you look at the pitching staffs today, and you know, you think about what's out there, even the Phillies. There's some pretty darn good pitching in the National League now, and I think the best divisional series potential matchups that we've ever seen.
Yeah, there's good pitching, and you know, you get the Mets in Washington, and you know, a lot of people are already saying it's a two-team race, but I'm not counting Miami out. If they pick up a pitcher at the deadline, I think they're going to be a very potent ball club. So that division is extremely extremely tight. But I think the thing that you see in baseball, I don't think velocity, everyone judges on 97, 98. It's one thing going 97, 98, and if it's center cut, these guys are going to hit it. You got some guys on those teams that I just mentioned, the Mets and Washington, throw 97, 98, and put it on the corners. They stay out of the middle of the plate, so it makes it extremely hard to hit. So, and then, you know, those two teams I mentioned, then you look at the Cubs' rotation, and they're deep there also. So there's a lot of good pitching in the National League. The other side of the coin, in the American League, they have those thumpers over there. They just whack the baseball. So you got two extremes there.